Thanks for checking out the Anchor Faith Message podcast from St. Augustine, Florida. Now enjoy this message.
Aren't you glad you're here tonight? Man, I'm glad you're here. We have a treat. So, you know, Pastor Marcy and I last May, and Chase went with us. He was our creative team that went to help document. But we were invited to Poland. Steve and Pam Spears, who are our missionaries to Poland, they had invited us to come to a pastor's conference. It's the first one they have done there. It wasn't a Rhema event. It was a Steve and Pam Spears ministry event, but it was there so they could introduce them to the Bible school. And so apparently in their time there, they heard that there are some things that needed to be imparted into the pastors. And so they invited us and we took some time to minister there. And we met this lovely couple right here in Poland. And it was awesome. We actually went across the street, ate, what are those things called? Pierogies together. Not only. But we had a great time, and the history that Pastor Maximilia has in Poland was amazing. I mean, if you know somebody, he knows them. I mean, I'm finding out how much he knows and who he knows and how God's got him in places. It's amazing. And so he had called, and we were talking a little bit, and he's like, hey, I'm coming to Florida. He actually talked to me back in December, and I'm like, December's not going to be great for us. So he said, I'm coming in May. I said, well, in May, let's do something. And so they've come through, and he's going to minister tonight. Amen? So would you give a warm Anchor Faith welcome to Pastor Maximilian. I'm going to have him give you his history. He has started multiple churches, but I think he explains it way better than I will. And so he's going to share about himself. His wife Sylvia's here as well. And so if y'all want to come up, and then we'll have your wife sit back down. Maybe she wants to preach a little bit before you get started.
Hallelujah. Wow. That is amazing. Sylvia, you want to say something?
It's a pleasure for me to be here and to send greetings from Poland. Maybe not all people know where Poland exists, but anyhow, we are the people about 39 million, 9 million. Yeah. So, and we are in the middle of Europe, and I would like to say that for us personally, it's a special time because we yesterday had our 47th anniversary of of our marriage. Yes, so I would like to say what is in my heart. First decision, the most important in my life, it was when I chose Jesus to be in my to be my Lord and my Savior. So we both were saved when we meet together, but during lives, you know, we make different choices, but it's very important when we make choices together with Jesus. So we could have success as a marriage and also in our life because always we make choices with Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sylvia. That's it, you know. When she said that, I just come back to my memory in a day when I meet with her and ask her, are you marrying me? You know, I was that time in Bible school, in seminar, and I have three friends. We stayed together in the same room. The only for men Bible school at that time in Poland. It's a communist time. It's only women. Women don't go to any Bible school. But you know, before I go, because it is for me a very important decision. I'm very successful in a Bible school. I'm doing very good. And they choose me to go, you know, to continue my education in England or Brazil. Brazil in Slavic people, in England, you know, in English and so. But they have two conditions. You needed to be married or you needed to be total alone. Not anything engaged. I didn't tell her that. But I asked my friends. We pray 1 hour before I went to meet her. And we have agreement. You pray as long as I come back. It's not mobile from that time, you know. We're not able to communicate. It's take it like 5 hours when I come back. And they pray. They continue pray on his knees, you know, to help me. But I come back with very right and good decision. She say, yes, I marry you, but after 1 year. No more in that time in a Bible school, in education for that. They have a break. Okay. Yes, but she's right. We all decision made together with Jesus. And when you know Jesus, when you know he is able to help you in all kinds of your decision, you always be succeeded. You always win. Amen. Of course, for different people, winning is a different thing. People, you know, they think they win when they get what they're looking for in a shop or some like that. But if you do it Jesus, of course, in a shop too, Jesus help you. But if you trust on him, if you put your life on him, you really win even if you die. You win. You know, if we go to Gospel of John, chapter 18, verse 36 and 37, you notice that very good conversation what Jesus have with Pilatus. You know, they talk. They accuse him. He is like, you know, he was investigated that time. And Pilatus says some things about it. You see the word, you read it. I don't need to read for you. But you know what is very important in that, you know, passage? Jesus say one very important thing. My kingdom is not from that world now. Right. Right. This is very important for us to knowing that when Jesus is present life, when he walk on the air, he enter another kingdom. Yeah. His kingdom is not the, you know, place in Jerusalem or any other place where he walk and do these miracles and great things. He is passing through. He prepared to build his kingdom. And this is very important to understand that when we believe to extend our faith and base on the faith. Because when you be born again, I hope everyone you born again already. If not, you better do the decision today. The soon is better like late with that decision. You know, when I get saved, the first my reaction is, why is so late? But by the way, I would like to tell you, I get saved in first meeting in the church. I grew up in atheist home. My father was a political officer in communist army. No church, no God, nothing like that. I don't attended any church before. I show up first time in a church, and in that meetings I get safe. Amen. And my first reaction is, why is too late? Better now like later. Just take that. When we are not born again, we need to understand what starts to happen with us. Because you'll be never same again if you stay with Jesus. When you stay with Jesus, you'll be never same again like you before. And I tell you one thing, if you continue, the coming day is a better like passing day. Because of him, because of his kingdom. I would like to just to mark that in the beginning, just to make focus for you, how is important to understand the kingdom rules. When Jesus was there, his kingdom is in heaven. And now, he fulfilled everything. And he have us here to represent his kingdom in a place where we are living. This is very important. You don't, you know, think about who are you when you look to the mirror in the morning. This is one story. The another story, you need to know who are you according to the word of God. You need to understand that it's only, you know, with Jesus. The only one kingdom, what Jesus created. The old citizenship people belong to that kingdom and to the parenthood of king. You are a king child. You belong to him, not only to say, I belong to some things. You represent him. They represent Jesus Christ in the air. It's also consent, you know. You needed to demonstrate his gospel, his power, his life. Because he died for that. He paid the highest price for that to help you, to born you to that way, to create you, to be a good ambassador of Jesus Christ in a place where are you living. And I tell you guys one thing. If you ask me for last month what really impressed me, I tell you what impressed me really. Your place, your work. You know, when we talk little bit, I hear what he shared, you know, your pastor shared for the pastor, for students in that conference when he was visit Poland. And I have two things, you know, in my mind. The number one, should be more pastors listen that. This is number one. And number two, I needed to go to see. I needed to go to see. Because he say great things about you guys. He really promote you. And I driving there, I come, you know, I'm in a way here, and I always thinking, I want to see it. Because, you know, you hear many things from the people. You have different imagination for that. But it's also, you have desire to see if it's proof. Guys, you are a proof. They made me really impressed. I walk with your pastor through all that area around, and I think like that, Father God, what am I able to tell to that people? If they then done the things, what is I see around? What am I able to tell them? Thank you. Thank you to give me chance to see it. Thank you to give me chance to knowing you people, to be with you. I am really blessed. Amen. I am really blessed already. And you know, but everything is based of some things. You know, if you want to base your life and to be good ambassador and to be fruit produce, a faithful one in the kingdom of God, what you belong already to, you needed to base everything on the word of God. I remember, you know, when I'm already pastoring 8 years in Poland, I already planned that time, I think, so three churches already planned, or four. And I received first book from Kenneth Hagin about authority of believers, about, you know, wrong and right way of thinking, and everything says the base on the word. And we needed to base our life to solid, put our life on the word of God. The best, what are you doing to keep your life on the word of God? It's not another way to keep your life on the word of God, like to reading the word of God, like to memorizing the word of God, to make impact to your life, to be your life a really change. Because born again is one thing. Come to be citizen, you know, in the kingdom of God, it's one thing, but to function in and growing up and do something, you need it, word of God. You get saved by free. It costs you nothing. Nothing, completely nothing. Another way, you receive something in the day. No, you don't give nothing, you receive. Like if you, look at me. Did you imagine I don't able to speak proper? I want to be army officer too. I went to the school, but they throw me out because I'm not able proper speak and proper make, you know, anything in order in army because I'm stuttering. I'm stuttering before I say something like pastor. It's like that. And they increase, and they kick me out. But in a day when I get saved, I get completely healed. Completely. I have documents like that. Not possible. This day, I get healed. But I don't know anything about the church. Nothing about the church. Nothing about the word of God. Honestly, I don't even make attention too much for the preaching first two sessions. I get saved in the third one. But I know one thing after that. God, it really exists. I don't know who are you, but you exist. And you have a power. You have authority. And you know, when you're stuttering, you put your life to some things. I read in books, lot of books. You know, hundreds of books. But nothing about God. It's in the books sometimes, they mention sometimes God and so some religious things. But I read more, you know, communist books and some like that, you know, history books, architecture books and so. But that day, I decide one thing. I go to read His word. I put my life to His word. I base on His word. I know who is He. I know the power what He have. And I go to know Him by His word. Amen. I made a little challenge for you today, you know, little challenge. I don't ask you who read all Bible already, one time at least, to don't embarrass someone and maybe, you know, but maybe not, but about the way, sometimes I ask, you know, in some churches, and they, you know, half people don't read all Bible yet. But, you know, I decide to read my Bible. I say, in the beginning I get four gospel. It's not possible to get word of God in Poland. I don't have my own Bible in the beginning. Next I get New Testament. Next, I borrow from some people all Bible. But I tell you one thing. During 10 months, I read 6 times New Testament and 2 times Old. 10 months. Hello? It's a challenge for you. Build your life on the Word of God. Because when the time coming, you need it, you get it. You know, the Bible says in 2 Timothy 3, chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, the Word of God is as His breath. Is importation for you. When you read it, you're receiving. You have meeting with God. If you really put your life on Him and you submit to Him, you feel during reading that He's there. You feel that. And your life be changed. Because the Word of God, like it says there, verse 16 and verse 17, it's a good for your life. For everything. To prepare. You and me, everyone who take it, the Word of God, to the good work. If we think about me and you, for the good work, for the kingdom of God. You know, a better way, if you think about the Word of God, of course, in many situations, in everyday life, many times we don't need it, you know, for clean something, do something like that. But you need it to know that. It's a coming situation when you really need it. You need to remember the Word of God. You need to remember what the Word of God say to your life for such a situation, what you right now with. What you face now. Right. You know, when we think about Holy Ghost, you know, when Jesus prepared His disciple and informed them, hey guys, I go to heaven. I go to my Father. The first reaction of the people is, no, you're not able to go. Who provide us with everything what we need? Who do that great miracle? Who feed us? Who be with us? They say, no, you don't go. But Jesus says so. In Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 15 and 16. It's a very, very important word of God to make, you know, really impact your life, right, to put you in a challenge. Because sometimes I meet people say, oh, I'm lost because in that situation, no any doors, all is closed, I die, it's nothing. No, not with Jesus. Jesus says, I sent you Holy Ghost. Yeah. The comforter, the one who remembered for you every word I spoke to you. Yeah. And the people think, yeah, but I don't meet Jesus personally. He didn't tell me anything. No. You're able to meet Him every day. Yeah. Many times. Amen. When you base your life on the Word of God. When you really go on the Word of God and you read His Word, you take it, you eat it. When you do like that, you be inspired. You be really, you know, made impact your life through the Word of God. I remember, I tell you one story. You know, story sometimes is very good. I like to, you know, I have many stories, but some of them. You know, I remember when, during communist time, it's every, many things is forbidden, special, if you acting in a supernatural way. Well, they don't understand that. They try to pulling down every church, every activity, everything. You know, the communists put you down and down and down. I remember that story, what I want to tell you, it begin about One situation, we drive with the kids to the Sunday school. We have that in Saturday. We have our kids, some another kids in the car. They stop our car on the road. One police car on the front, one behind. Two motorcycles on the side. They take all my documents and they say to me, go follow us to the police station. And I pray and I hear, don't go. Go to the church. And by the way, I have a little better car, like they have. I have, you know, Volkswagen Cucumber, if you remember that one. It's very good. In that time, communist time in Poland. And by the way, I have one in all district in Poland in that area. Only one. And you know, when we go out from the ferry, because we needed used to ferry to go to the church, after the ferry, I just, they follow me, you know. And I say to my wife, Sylvia, take the kids and go out to the church. Our church is not big, it's small, but in same street, face to face, the big Catholic church. They always, you know, people watching that, people is there around. In this case, you know, I know that place is good to escape for her. And they go to inn, you know, and the man from police car, he take me out. You know, by force, you do nothing with that. But the grunt, put gun to my head and say, next time, use it many bad words, next time, it's not big game, you'll be shut down. If it's next time you don't obey. And then things happens to be not obey after, you know, I think so more like a year. They take me to a police station. You don't have, you know, any possibility you choose or not. You say yes or not. You don't have chance to say, I need my lawyer. No, it's not lawyer that time for you. It's not that time. It's a different story. They take me to police station and they go through with me through the many iron doors. You know, and the door behind you, pew, shut. Pew, iron doors. Now I know that, you know, take it me sometimes to same doors a few times. But in the dark, and when you know, in a situation like that, you don't recognize that in the beginning. And they says, hey, listen to me now. Your wife is already raped by my friends. Your kid is already placed in the children's home. And you never go out from that room. And I start to pray. Amen. And the God reminds me the word of God from Romans 8. You remember the passage? Yeah. And I say, okay, you take everything from my life. You take out my life, but you're not able even touch Jesus who is inside me. Yeah. You remember from Romans 8? Sorry, I didn't give you know that word. I didn't plan to say that story. And you know what happens? He gets furious. He put gun on the side. When I say this, because he put gun to my, you know, to my head. And I was in the army. I know where is the bullet in. And I know what happens if he know and not sometimes where is bullet in and you have gun in the head. I'll be honest with you guys. I pee to my pants. I pee to my pants. But I get words from Jesus. And I say, no way. You're not able to touch him even. And he destroyed his table, his chair. He demolishes his room. He gets furious, like, you know, demonic attack. It's incredible. Everything is destroyed. For a moment, I think like that. I take the gun and shot him out. Because gun is on the window side. You know, I know how to do that, no problem. But you know, that Jesus show up again with his word. And he give me prophetic word about that man. I don't know, you know, if he's married or not, who is he? I don't know that. I know his rank, his captain. In, you know, the Polish KGB, that's what I know, nothing else. And the God spoke to me by prophetic word, and I say to him, listen to me now. This morning, your wife with two of your kids ran away from you because of the things, what are you doing and where you're working. And she say she never come back. But when we pray, when I pray for you, asking for prayer, she come back. You know what happens? All is changed. Because he know one thing. No one know about it. No one. It's not mobile phone. He didn't even know if the wife already arrived because she went to her mother 300 kilometers to another city. And actually, I'm sorry, 750. I count now from Warsaw. This is in another city happens. And he start to talk with me nice. He begging me, it's true? It's sure? Okay. He asked for forgiveness. He give me new pants. I take shower. He very nice for me. He drives me back home. We pray to his wife come back. His wife come back. And that it happens. To make the story short, he resigned from his work. He escaped from Poland. He come back when communists fell down. But you know what I want to tell you with that? It's a time coming in your life when you really need Jesus. Yeah. When you really need his word. Yeah. When you really need to be reminded for you what he spoke to you. Amen. It is only possible when you base your life on the word of God. Yeah. If you're not, what Jesus able to remind you if you don't hear anything from him? Hello? Because in the modern world and the modern churches, many times people think we don't need it. We have fun. We have good. We have good pastors, good preaching, good stories, good encouraged word. But tell us every Sunday you are good. You are blessed. Jesus is in your side. What I needed more? I hear that from people. But I tell you again, right, you need to base your life on the word of God. Right. Base your life on the word of God. Read your Bible in daily level. Yeah. Memorize if you can. Yeah. It's good to memorize the word of God. Yeah. You know, in communist times, still in Poland, I don't know if you remember that kind of, you know, teaching little bit around the world, the people think, the believers think they maybe take the Bible away from us. During war in Vietnam, in Cambodia, you know, they think like that. And I start to memorize the Bible verses with the mission called Navigators, from US actually, Dawson Trotman Organization. And you know, the 2 years course, and very hard. You need to memorize 700 Bible verses in 500 places in the Bible. It's taking big effort. It's taking big, really big effort, you know, to memorize, to know. But it's value, I tell you. I see in my life, if I look back, so many situations when I need it and I get it. Yeah. Right. Even if you don't have your Bible, you know where it is written. Right. You know what is written. Yeah. And you know for what situation you go to use that. Right. To have victory in your life. Right. To win in your life. Yeah. I want to tell you one thing, you know, from that story, what I already finished. It's about, you know, I tell you what I think. I think I died this day. I think like that. I think I be gone. Physically in my body. Yeah. I think like that. It's not easy. Yeah. But I know one thing, because the word of God I know, nothing separates me from Jesus. I'm alive and I die. I be with Him. I be with Him. And I wish you first, don't face situation like that. But number two, if any situation like that coming, remember about it. If you grounded in Jesus, if you grounded in His word, if you belong to the kingdom of God, if you His ambassador, citizenship, you be with Him forever. You be with Him forever. You know what is important for us to go for conclusion, to go for finish? What is important for us? To know which place we are, to who we belong, where we are now. Oh yes, I know you say, yeah, we're in San Augustine, it's a good place, a good air condition, good place, you know, everything's fine. It's funny preacher from Poland, he says, oh, we didn't like him, it's okay. But you know what? We needed to know this for our daily life. Who are you and where are you? This is the most important things to knowing. Who are you and where are you? When you know that, when you know that, you need to know what is your responsibility for. What kinds of assignment you have. What is your duty? You know what? It's not any emptiness in the kingdom of God. It's not like some be used, some not. Everyone Jesus wants to use in His kingdom. Everyone. 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 If we say now, Jesus wants to use me in His kingdom, that be true. Yeah. Let's go say it. Say to yourself, Jesus wants to use me in His kingdom. Say it. Don't look on me. Say it. Because this is true. When you know who are you, to who you belong, and what is your duty, what is your responsibility in the kingdom of God. I tell you, when I get saved, I tell you already, I don't know anything about God. This day, it's a very rain day. I go back to home. I don't get saved in the hometown, another city. I need to travel overnight to go back home. And the rain, heavy rain. And this is in Poland, they call in Europe Science Day. The day they memorize people who die, and the people go to visit, you know, graves and so on, like that. They move from one side to another side in Poland. In this case, the train station is packed. No place to even sit. I want to sit, and I go up to the nice place, you know, in the gap, and I see all that crowd, like maybe 2,000 people. And I have one desire. Tell them all, to all of them, about Jesus, about God. I know only one thing. He exists and He has power. I don't know that time anything more. But I have that desire. Yeah. And thanks God, that desire still is in my life. Yeah. That desire still is in my life. We needed to understand that. We needed to know that. We needed to stay on it. And you needed to understand also why. The reason why, because you need to understand what Jesus did for you. He died for you. He gave His own life. The Bible says about Jesus, the God speaks to us, He gave His beloved Son for one thing, for one reason, to get you safe, to make you free from condemnation, to redeem you from the hell, to redeem you from separation with God forever. He rebuilt this in His giving His life for you. This is very, very important for every one of us to knowing that. Let's go finish with that. Number one, if you be born again, you start to be belong to the kingdom of God. The kingdom, if not from that air, the kingdom would Jesus place it on the air now, but because He fulfilled it to give it His life to the cross. But He fulfilled it also, He raised up from the dead, and He gave chance to you to give your life to Him. Yes. He already chosen you. If you hear, no matter how many times you're already there, if you not get saved yet, it is time for you, because He chosen you. Yes. But you need to make decision, step forward. Yes. For that. And when you go to base your life on the Word of God, and you continue with Jesus, you be baptized in the Holy Ghost, you be, you know, you go through all things. Right. And I promise you one thing. You be never, never same again like today. You be equipped, you be take care of, you be blessed. You're growing up. You be faithful, you be used in the kingdom of God marvelous way. To bring people to Jesus. Jesus is able to use every one of you. But the beginning is with dedicate your life to Jesus.
Thank you so much for listening to this message. If you want more, subscribe to our message podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and SoundCloud. Rating and leaving a comment will go a long way with helping our messages get better circulation. If you'd enjoy watching our weekend messages, visit youtube.com/anchorfaith. We'd love it if you'd subscribe, leave a comment, or a like on the messages. If you'd like to find out more information about us and how we're influencing the world and help support the work we're doing by giving, just visit anchorfaith.com.